Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high-tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now, just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website, HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload. Our 800-941-SEAN is our number. A lot of your calls coming up straight ahead this hour. Senate Judiciary Committee, that a hearing. If you've been following the news, there's been an all-out assault, witch hunt, attacks on conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. For example, nobody got in trouble. You know, you're not allowed to march in front of Supreme Court justices' homes. That's actually illegal. But of course, the weaponized, politicized Department of Justice didn't lift a finger when that was happening. But they seem very specifically focused on conservative justices, especially Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito and some others. All right. So in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, Marsha Blackburn went after and rightly slammed Dick Durbin, radical leftist from Illinois, for launching this assault on the Supreme Court's legitimacy. They should be prioritizing instead. And she did not hold back. And she announced that she's issuing a subpoena to Justice Sotomayor's staff over her book deals. She announced a subpoena is for Xavier Becerra over losing track of, 85,000 unaccompanied children and to the DOJ, by the way, for terminating her China initiative, their China initiative, and issuing subpoenas related to the political donations by Robert Mueller's staff and for DOJ and the FTC to provide documents regarding the Elon Musk investigation. Anyway, let me play these all for you.
Senator Graham mentioned Justice Sotomayor. Now, this summer, what we learned was that over the years, her staff has pressured public institutions to buy her books. And these books and her book deals have earned her $4 million. And I haven't heard you mention that. None of you have mentioned that. You don't want to talk about that. Nor have you mentioned the fact that she refused to recuse herself from not one, but two copyright infringement cases concerning her book publisher. You clearly don't want to talk about that one either. So I have filed an amendment issuing a subpoena to Justice Sotomayor's staff who helped to sell her books, as well as to her book publisher, so we can fully understand the backstory of these deals. I've also filed a subpoena authorizing Secretary Becerra to come before this committee and explain to us how HHS and the Office of Refugee Resettlement has lost track of 85,000 children. In addition, I filed a subpoena to compel the Biden DOJ to provide all documentation about their disastrous decision to terminate the successful China initiative. That was a program that was critical to targeting and prosecuting Chinese spies in America.
Anyway, joining us now is Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is with us. Welcome back, Senator. How are you?
I am doing well, and Sean, you are exactly right. If they want to blow up the Supreme Court, if they want to delegitimize the court and start to subpoena private citizens, then I've got my list of subpoenas. So I drew up my amendments, I filed my amendments, and I think that Senator Durbin was a little bit shocked when I sought time and I talked about these amendments. And I'm so pleased that other members of the Republican side of the Judiciary Committee, they've got a list of amendments also. Two people can play this game. And so if they're going to do this...
Well, I don't know if it's really a game, because in the case of Justice Sotomayor, and you rightly pointed this out, we learned over the years that her staff pressured public institutions where she's speaking to buy her books that, which, by the way, have earned her, you know, like $4 million. Is that allowed under the rules of the judiciary?
It is not allowed under the rules that affect the Supreme Court. And she should have disclosed the $3 million advance. She should have disclosed what she was making from these books. And, of course, her staff cannot go about calling these institutions and saying, you need to buy these books. She has made $4 million off the sale of these books. And then twice, that publisher came before her at the Supreme Court and she, on infringement cases, she never recused herself from those cases. And a Republican would have been required to recuse themselves from those cases.
You also did one other thing that I want to play here, and you said, quote, and since we're in the business now of issuing subpoenas, here are a few more that have filed, and one of them was a subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate providing the flight logs for his private plane, given the numerous allegations of human trafficking and abuse surrounding Mr. Epstein. We've got to identify everyone who could have participated in his horrific conduct. Listen.
And since we're in the business of issuing subpoenas now, here are a few more that I filed. A subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate to provide the flight logs for his private plane, given the numerous allegations of human trafficking and sexual abuse surrounding Mr. Epstein, I think it is very important that we identify everybody that was on that plane and how many trips they took on that plane and the destinations to which they arrived.
I was glad you did that, Senator. What was the reaction to that one?
I think it was instructive to all of us that after I started into my remarks, Senator Graham went first, and then I was the second one to seek time. And after I did that, I think that Senator Durbin realized we were not going to sit there and let them delegitimize the Supreme Court, that we were going to bring forward all of the subpoenas that we would like to see. And the Democrats are going to have to take a vote on this. Now, do they want to vote on subpoenaing all the flight logs for Jeffrey Epstein's planes? And as I said in my remarks, I want to know where people were picked up. I want to know what the destination was. I want the length of time they stayed at that destination and where they were returned to. And knowing who all was on those planes, the number of trips that they were taking. I will tell you this. I think that shareholders of companies deserve to know this. I think that this should be revealed. if there were people from these companies that were participating in some of this human trafficking and sex trafficking. It seems like that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell had really quite an operation going when they took people to the private island on the Lolita Express.
Let me ask you this. What do you think this is really all about? It seems to me that the latest attacks on what has been an unrelenting campaign, pretty much his entire career, going back to the hearings of Clarence Thomas. It's like they want to isolate him, attack him, and it's never ending. Am I wrong in my belief that this is what this is about? Because they don't like the way he votes?
You are accurate, in my opinion. And the fact that they are going specifically after Justice Thomas, and they're using this as a campaign of personal destruction, they continue to go after him and pointing out the hypocrisy of what they are doing, how they're choosing to go after him and Sam Alito, choosing the fact that they are showing the fact that they did not want to subpoena all the information around the leaker of the Dobbs decision. We still do not know who did that. And because,
by the way, we don't know who did that. We don't know who leaked the Dobbs decision, just like we don't know who brought cocaine into the White House. And that investigation, it was so extensive, Senator. It ended after 10 long days. Wow, what an investigation that is.
Yes, and we all would like answers to these things, and the American people deserve to know these answers. So I think that we are on the right track by pushing to subpoena all of this. We're going to continue. And if next week and the next week and the following week he tries to bring up the issue to subpoena private citizens to go after and attack two or three or four of our justices, then of course I'm going to call for votes on my amendments that I filed.
Let me ask you this, because I think this is an important point as well. You know, since the Dobbs leak, we know that the homes of justices like Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett have been subjected to threats on their lives, their families. Isn't it illegal to show up at their place of work or their place of residence and protest like that? And why hasn't anything been done?
We would like to know that, and that's one of the reasons for subpoenaing all the information around the leaker, because you're exactly right. Our justices and their families have all received death threats, and they've been endangered by this, and because of that, people want to know, how did we start down this path? How could someone have leaked this document, and how is it that all this time later, we do not know who did this and who caused this upheaval at the Supreme Court and who endangered the lives of our justices? There again, when you look at what Senator Durbin is pushing for, you see someone who is intent on delegitimizing the court. There is no reason that the U.S. Senate should be subpoenaing this information. We don't have control of the court. Many people forget we're three separate and equal branches of government.
Well, that's news to a lot of people in Washington. Do you feel, after your actions today and the support that you had with your fellow senators on the Judiciary Committee, like Lindsey Graham, do you feel you have successfully thwarted this effort to attack these justices?
We are hopeful that we thwarted that effort. We are hopeful that Durbin will back down on this, and we are hopeful that we can make it for the next 360 days and get to this election and make certain that we end all of these attacks on the constitutional justices that are on the Supreme Court, and that we can return to regular business in the U.S. Senate.
By the way, how refreshing it is that we actually have somebody in Washington that understands the concept of separation of powers and three co-equal branches of government. That's rather refreshing, Senator. Anyway, I'll be down in your great state this week. Appreciate you being with us. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.
800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, let's get to our busy telephones. Let's say hi to Eric. He's in Buffalo, New York. Eric, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Don, thank you for taking my call. I wanted to kind of play off of what Senator Blackburn said about the flight logs for Epstein. The American people have a right to know if any government officials were also involved as well. I mean, we all know and saw Epstein had various visits with Bill Clinton in the 90s, if I remember correctly, right, Sean?
My understanding is he was on the Lolita Express. That has been printed many times.
Okay. So one of the things that...
But I'm sure his intentions were pure.
We'll see. But to me, what's happening right now in the country is and you've said this many times, both on the radio and on your show on Fox, that we have a president in decline. We do. And we need a president to get back in the White House to fix all of this. The biggest mess going on is in the Middle East right now. And it's like all that work that President Trump did just went completely down the drain due to the Biden administration and the things that he's doing. I don't think he's there physically or mentally. There's times where I see him on TV, and just like you said, you have to go, what the? And to me, that puts us in a very...
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Joe would be up to the job of being a... You ever go to Walmart and you have, you know, what look like retired people just taking on another job, and that they seem to be the nicest people on earth, and you ask them, yeah, I'm looking for the toy department, the sporting goods department, or whatever. And did you ever, do you think Joe would be capable of doing that job? Because I don't.
No, I totally agree with you. What's happening is you have a situation where you have a president who, and a lot of people may know this, some may not, and I worked in a nursing facility. I know what this looks like. He is in cognitive decline to a point where I'm beginning to wonder if the brain aneurysms he had in his younger years caught up to him during his time as vice president and now into overdrive as president. He can't handle this.
No. And I have to end it there because I'm just out of time. You're right. And it's obvious. And it's transparent. At least to anybody with eyes to see. All right, more of your calls coming up straight ahead. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. You know, little things can make a huge difference, right? What's the whole story of David and Goliath all about, right? Well, what about if you believe in the sanctity of life and you're pro-life, and if you agree with me that abortion is a heart issue, then you're going to love the mission of Preborn. Why? Because Preborn uses the science of 4D ultrasound. They give it for free to any expecting mom, and they give them free counseling, and they also help them out after a baby's born. And if they were thinking about abortion, well, all of a sudden they get on that 4D ultrasound machine and they hear a heartbeat. Wow. They can't believe it. They're amazed at the science of 4D ultrasound, or depending on what point of birth they may be at, what month they're in, you know, they might see facial features or fingers and toes and be able to count them. And so maybe some expecting moms were thinking, well, should I get an abortion, not get an abortion? Well, almost 80+% of the time, if they were thinking about it, they're not thinking about it by the time they leave. Here's one difference. The mission of preborn doesn't get a penny from the federal government. Planned Parenthood gets millions and millions and millions of dollars. Not one penny is the government giving to preborn. They're totally, completely, and utterly dependent to continue their mission of saving babies' lives by counting on you and the pro-life community, you that believe in the sanctity of life, you that have a heart and compassion for the miracle of birth and for moms that might be struggling financially. And anyway, so the only way they can continue this mission is if you step up and help them in this mission. Every free 4D ultrasound costs them $28. You know, you can't really even put an estimate on the amount of money they're spending on counseling and other services for expecting moms and for moms that give birth to these babies. Anyway, they have two ways you can get involved. I bought two 4D ultrasound machines. They just desperately need your help. It's all tax deductible. You dial #250 on your cell phone, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or they have a website. It's called preborn.com/Sean, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, before we get to our phone, so Linda, I don't know why I saw this in the paper yesterday, and I thought of you about this.
Oh, but
remember years ago we had Hannah Date on Hannity.com? Remember that?
Oh, I do.
And remember we were pressured to take it down?
I do.
Because we were just being inclusive and all that sort of thing and trying to let any... we just didn't monitor it. And then my lawyers tell me, well, you may end up with a liability risk. So, you know, I thought it was a good idea. We were ahead of the curve. I mean, look, let's be honest. This is kind of past our generations, right? I mean, and you're younger than me. You've never been on a dating site, I have to believe, right?
No, I met a lot of people the old school way.
The old school way.
You know, in person.
How you doing?
In bars.
Hey, lady, can I buy you a drink? What are you drinking? Like that old-fashioned
way? Kind of stuff. The old-fashioned way. You know, construction workers that used to whistle you by, you know, as you walk by. The old school way.
By the way, you would date some of those guys?
I'll tell you what. Construction workers are some of the nicest and most polite guys ever once you get past the catcall.
Okay, I mean, whistling at a lady walking by is not the coolest thing to do. I mean,
what else are they going to do? I mean, you know, it's not like they're not off. They're working. They see you. You look nice. They whistle. I mean, you know.
So was the whistle?
It's a typical whistle. You know, I'm like, thank you for noticing. I worked very hard on this. I appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Oh, man, you are not politically correct. That's crazy.
Not at all. If you're offended, right, tough.
So anyway, there's this jerk. I won't even give out the dating site. Anyway, so he meets this girl on this dating site, okay? And then this jerk sends her a text message the next day and then puts it out publicly.
Ew.
You know, yeah, okay. You know, giving his assessment of the night that he spent with this woman. Now, just put your own personal morality aside here. Mm-hmm. You know, all right, he gives this woman a 10 out of 10 for personality, all right? And, you know... And then he goes into sexual compatibility. 5 out of 10, but can get to an 8.5 with some convincing and open-minded.
What an idiot.
What a total jackass, right?
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, and to be totally honest, there was some misleading from your photos. I don't want to come across as rude or insensitive and appreciate the cause, but I'm just a very honest and upfront person. And I was expecting to date the woman from the photos. Happy to casually stay in touch until the weight is gone.
Oh,
and then we can see. Up to you if you're okay with that. If not, I understand. I'm like, okay, what a jackass. What is wrong with people? That is that is beyond mean. Just
yes,
so mean-spirited,
mean.
So cruel, so just awful. What is wrong with people?
She offended him with her body style and type so much that he wasn't able to keep his clothes on. It's amazing. I wonder how that worked out.
Amazing. Mm. Oh, well, it wasn't exactly
exactly amazing. It was a 5 out of 10, but it could be an 8.
He didn't say, they didn't talk specifically about, you know, what he had. He called it sexual compatibility.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't know the specifics of that part, but I don't even want to know the specifics of that part.
The problem is we shouldn't know any of it. It should be a text message between two people, but we live in a time where everybody thinks everybody needs to know everything.
That's why I don't have email. That's why I have no access to social media. That's why I have, literally, you know, I save nothing.
I tell you what, I would not want to be a kid today. Your whole life is online. And you know what these kids don't think about? In 10 years when they go for a job interview and you're looking at all the crap you put on Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all these other stupid things. It's ridiculous.
I just felt terrible for this poor woman. I really did.
Well, I will only say one thing, also not politically correct, but there are a lot of people who put a lot of photos up that are not them or are them, you know, 10 pounds ago, 10 years ago, whatever
it is. Maybe she put the photo up, you know, whatever, months ago, and her hair was a different style or color or whatever.
Well, it's different to have your hair different. For example, if you have long, luxurious, curly hair and you show up, you know, and it's all chopped off and above your ears, like, yeah, that's a little shocking. You know, if you put a picture up and you're in a bikini and when you show up, you're 300 pounds, yeah, it's a little shocking. I do think that there needs to be honesty. If you're going to online date, you better be honest, and a lot of people aren't. That's the problem.
I don't.
But he
like
shouldn't be. You know,
but I don't like it. I don't like any of it. I don't like the idea of meeting a stranger like this, because you're right. These people take on pseudonyms. They lie. You know, they're not who they say they are. I mean, it's
unreal. Just too much. I mean, that's with everything digital, unfortunately.
Yeah, good point. All right, to our phones we go. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Steve in Michigan. Steve, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What's going on? Glad you called.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to the life issue. I want to just kind of share with you that after Mastriano lost and you kind of got on this rant about, you know, every time the life issue would come up, you would harangue on Mastriano, even though he's a nice guy, as you would say. And I got tired of it. In fact, every time I heard you go that direction, I'd turn the radio off, because I've listened to you since you were a sub for Rush Limbaugh, okay? So I listened to you for a long time. I respect you. I think you're a great guy. But I think one of the things that that really needs to happen, and I was just really surprised up until this last week, or the week before maybe even, it seemed to me you began to change your tune a little bit rather than, you know, doing that, taking a more proactive approach to going on the offensive rather than on the defensive. And the situation is that when we talk about the life issue, so many times the press or, you know, our opposing candidate, which could be the Democrat, is saying, you know, oh, you're against abortion. Well, rather than answering the question, I'm pro-life, I just really think that what candidates need to do is go on the offensive and start talking about late-term abortion and how they suck the brains out of the skull of the little baby, and they turn the baby around and then they pull their feet, you know, pull them out feet first. If you start talking graphic like that, I think that puts them on the defensive, because that's what the Democrats are in support of all the way up until even what the, you know, former Virginia governor said. He said that, you know, hey, you have the baby there and lay the baby there, and the parents and the doctor talk about what they want to do.
That's Governor Northam. Well, let me answer your question, because maybe I'm not communicating this well enough. My views on abortion have not changed at all. My personal views. I think it's evidenced by the fact I kind of put my money where my mouth is. I support preborn.com. /Sean, I've spent my own money to buy 4D ultrasound machines because they're having such a profound effect. I've always said in my mind that abortion is, at the end of the day, a heart issue. But I can tell you this, now I'm speaking politically, and I've been very consistent going back to 2022. Remember, when they overturned Roe, which was always bad law, it goes back to the states. Where I think the country is at politically, not Sean Hannity, where I think they are at, I think they're at first trimester 15 weeks. You're very right about the issue that the Democrats are demagoguing the issue. I would argue, I can make a case, it's why we didn't see the wave that we might have expected in 2022. I think abortion played a big part in it. And I'm just saying, moving forward, that Republicans, they can make whatever decision they want, but if they're going to take a hard line on the issue of abortion, I think they're going to lose a lot of voters. So if that's their position, I'll respect it, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you the political reality. I would prefer to win elections because our country's disintegrating, and I've never been a single issue guy.
Well, I would agree with you, Sean. If the candidate who is being attacked for his pro-life position keeps silent, that's the problem. If candidates are quiet about it, and
well, I mean, it depends. I mean, what if they're against abortion under any circumstances? Now, I personally make exceptions for rape, incest, and the mother's life. Now, I could tell you that there would be pro-life people that take, for example, Mastriano's position, that would be absolutely right, saying that if you believe life begins at conception, then you shouldn't have any exceptions. I would say they're more intellectually pure in their thinking than I am. However, I do believe circumstances should be taken into account. But if you're looking for intellectual purity, I would not be on the winning end of that argument.
Well, okay, and I understand, and I agree with what you're saying if the candidate stays quiet. But here's what's happened, and I think you know this. I think you even mentioned it. 50% of the funds that the Democrats are spending is on the abortion issue, attacking the Republican, putting the Republican on the defensive, and the Republicans have to be willing to spend 50% to attack the Democrats' position for late-term abortion and put them, every time it's mentioned, it ought to be mentioned, you know, late-term abortion and what they
listen,
attacking them to do that, then what happens is it puts them on the defensive, and that's where the...
No, I agree. Listen, I think there's, and I've said that too, maybe not as often as I should. I would say that you're right. I would say this, if you look at this in all practicality, and you know that most states like New York, liberal states, abortion is never going to end in America because those states are always going to have very liberal laws. So again, now I'm not speaking about this from a moral perspective. I'm giving you a political reality. So if that means that anybody that wants a late term abortion even can go to California or New York or wherever or whatever state they go to, it means it's going to happen anyway. 55% of abortions now are done by a pill. You may not know that. So if I'm looking at this from a purely political and a practicality standpoint, and the abortion's going to happen anyway, why lose the election when it's going to happen anyway? Because if people want it that bad, they're getting it. And it's going to be gotten legally in these other states. But yes, Republicans should focus more on late-term abortion. I've got 20 seconds. They're all yours. Go ahead. You get the last 20.
Thank you very much. I will just tell you my personal situation. My mother was born on a date rape. My grandmother was going to have an abortion, and my great-grandmother stopped her. So my mother was born, and now she had four kids, and then us kids, I mean, the grandkids. So for me, it's a personal thing, but I agree with you. It's just that the Republicans have to go on the offensive, and I really appreciate your, you know, giving me the opportunity to come on the air and just take the Republicans to task that they're not going on the offensive and teaching the candidates how to, they
can't allow Democrats to demagogue them and lie about them. I completely agree. And yes, there is offensive ground that they need to go on. Absolutely. So I think we're pretty much in full agreement. I mean, actually, you know, I'm touched by the story of your, you know, I'm sorry about the date rape, but I'm glad, obviously, you know, that you wouldn't be here had your grandmother made that decision, right? I mean, think about that. That's pretty profound. And that impacted you personally, right?
That is exactly right. And I think, yeah, Sean, for you articulating the issue this way, I just, yeah, believe that this is what you should do from this point forward is...
Well, maybe I have not been good at communicating this. I've said all of this before, but, you know, maybe I have not explained it well enough. And you know what? You're helping me clarify it. Thank you. All right. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, have I not been fairly consistent on this? Because people are acting like this is a new position for me. It has not been. I said
it's
this
a hard right issue, Sean. People are real passionate about it. I don't think there's enough explaining in the world to get people to meet in the middle.
No, but I'm saying I have been consistent in my political views versus my personal views. And that part I've been consistent about. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR for the Fox News Channel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a lot of questions to ask him about the war with Israel versus Hamas. And then, of course, the outliers in Lebanon and Hezbollah and the Houthi rebels and missiles being fired from Syria. We'll talk about all of it. Ari Fleischer, Tommy Lahren will join us. Greg Jarrett, Alan Dershowitz as well. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.